The Charisma Myth: How Anyone Can Master the Art and Science of Personal Magnetism. By Olivia Fox Caban. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Charisma Myth: How Anyone Can Master the Art and Science of Personal Magnetism by Olivia Fox Caban is a book that explores the science behind charisma. It explains how anyone can learn to become more charismatic, regardless of their natural personality or background. The book begins with an introduction to what charisma is and why it matters in today's world. It then dives into the three components of charisma: presence, power, and warmth, and provides practical advice on how to cultivate each one. The author also discusses common myths about charisma, such as believing that only certain people are born with it or that it cannot be learned. She argues instead that everyone has the potential for charm if they understand its underlying principles. The second part of the book focuses on developing specific skills related to personal magnetism, such as body language, storytelling techniques, active listening skills, public speaking tips, networking strategies, and more. Each chapter includes exercises designed to help readers practice these skills in real-life situations so they can gain confidence in their ability to connect with others authentically. In addition to providing practical advice on becoming more charismatic in everyday life scenarios like job interviews or social gatherings, Caban also offers guidance for those who want to use their newfound powers for good causes like activism or philanthropy work. Finally, she concludes her book by discussing ways we can all benefit from having greater levels of personal magnetism. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Charisma is a skill that can be learned. Charisma is a set of skills that can be learned and developed, rather than an innate quality that some people are born with. It is a combination of presence, power, and warmth that can be developed through practice and self-awareness. Main idea number two. Develop presence. Presence is the ability to be fully present in the moment and to be aware of the impact you have on others. It can be developed through mindfulness, body language, and vocal techniques. Main idea number three. Develop power. Power is the ability to influence and inspire others. It can be developed through understanding and using the principles of influence, such as reciprocity, commitment and consistency, and social proof. Main idea number four. Develop warmth. Warmth is the ability to make others feel comfortable and accepted. It can be developed through understanding and using the principles of empathy, such as active listening, mirroring, and understanding the other person's perspective. Main idea number five. Understand the power of body language. Body language is a powerful tool for communicating charisma. It can be used to convey presence, power, and warmth, and to create a strong first impression. Main idea number six. Understand the power of vocal techniques. Vocal techniques can be used to convey presence, power, and warmth. They include speaking with a clear, strong voice, using pauses and emphasis, and speaking with enthusiasm. Main idea number seven. Understand the power of storytelling. Storytelling is a powerful tool for conveying charisma. It can be used to create a strong connection with others, to inspire and motivate them, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. Main idea number eight. Understand the power of humor. Humor is a powerful tool for conveying charisma. It can be used to create a strong connection with others, to lighten the mood, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. Main idea number nine. Understand the power of eye contact. Eye contact is a powerful tool for conveying charisma. It can be used to create a strong connection with others, to show interest and engagement, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. Main idea number 10. Understand the power of nonverbal communication. Nonverbal communication is a powerful tool for conveying charisma. It can be used to create a strong connection with others, to show interest and engagement, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. Main idea number 11. Understand the power of facial expressions. Facial expressions are a powerful tool for conveying charisma. They can be used to create a strong connection with others, to show interest and engagement, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. Main idea number 12. Understand the power of gestures. Gestures are a powerful tool for conveying charisma. They can be used to create a strong connection with others, to show interest and engagement, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. Main idea number 13. Understand the power of posture. Posture is a powerful tool for conveying charisma. It can be used to create a strong connection with others, to show interest and engagement, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. Main idea number 14. Understand the power of personal style. Personal style is a powerful tool for conveying charisma. It can be used to create a strong connection with others, to show interest and engagement, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. Main idea number 15. Understand the power of charisma in different contexts. Charisma can be used in different contexts, such as in business, in relationships, and in public speaking. It is important to understand the different ways in which charisma can be used in each context. Main idea number 16. Understand the power of charisma in different cultures. Charisma can be used in different cultures, and it is important to understand the different ways in which charisma can be used in each culture. Main idea number 17. Understand the power of charisma in different situations. Charisma can be used in different situations, and it is important to understand the different ways in which charisma can be used in each situation. Main idea number 18. Understand the power of charisma in different relationships. Charisma can be used in different relationships, and it is important to understand the different ways in which charisma can be used in each relationship. Main idea number 19. Understand the power of charisma in different settings. Charisma can be used in different settings, and it is important to understand the different ways in which charisma can be used in each setting. Main idea number 20. Understand the power of charisma in different media. Charisma can be used in different media, and it is important to understand the different ways in which charisma can be used in each medium. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Charisma is a skill that can be learned. It is not an innate quality that some people are born with, but rather a set of skills that can be developed and honed through practice and self-awareness. According to Olivia Fox Caban in her book The Charisma Myth, How Anyone Can Master the Art and Science of Personal Magnetism, charisma is a combination of presence, power, and warmth. Developing these three qualities requires dedication and effort. However, it is possible for anyone to become more charismatic. Presence involves being fully present in the moment, listening intently to others without judgment or distraction. Power comes from having confidence in oneself as well as one's abilities. This allows one to project authority while still remaining approachable. Finally, warmth refers to creating genuine connections with other people by showing empathy and understanding their needs. By developing these three components of charisma over time, anyone can learn how to become more magnetic and influential in social situations. With enough practice and self-reflection, even those who don't consider themselves naturally charismatic can learn how to make meaningful connections with others. Main idea number 2. Developing presence is an important part of mastering the art and science of personal magnetism. Presence involves being fully present in the moment, aware of your impact on others, and able to project a strong sense of self-confidence. Mindfulness can help you become more aware of yourself and your environment, allowing you to be more present in any situation. Body language plays an important role in projecting presence. By standing tall with good posture, making eye contact, and using open gestures such as smiling or nodding when appropriate, you can create a powerful impression on those around you. Vocal techniques are also key for developing presence. Speaking clearly with a steady voice helps convey confidence and authority while still maintaining warmth. Paying attention to how quickly or slowly you speak can also make a difference. Speaking too quickly may come across as nervousness or lack of confidence, whereas speaking too slowly may seem overly formal or uninterested. By combining mindfulness practices with body language and vocal techniques, anyone can develop their own unique brand of presence that will draw people towards them like magnets. Main idea number 3. Developing power is an important skill for anyone who wants to be successful in life. It involves understanding and using the principles of influence, such as reciprocity, commitment and consistency, and social proof. Reciprocity means that when someone does something nice for you, you should do something nice back. This creates a cycle of positive reinforcement. Commitment and consistency involve making decisions or taking actions that are consistent with your values or goals. This helps build trust between people. Social proof is the idea that if other people are doing something, then it must be right. This can help create a sense of belonging. In order to develop power effectively, one must also understand how to use body language and communication techniques effectively. Body language includes facial expressions, gestures, posture, and eye contact, which all convey messages about our feelings towards others without us having to say anything at all. Communication techniques include active listening skills such as paraphrasing what has been said by another person in order to show understanding, as well as speaking clearly so that your message is understood. Finally, developing power requires self-awareness, being aware of your own strengths and weaknesses so that you can work on them accordingly. This will enable you to better understand yourself as well as those around you, which will ultimately lead to more effective interactions with others. Main idea number 4. Developing warmth is an important part of building relationships and creating a positive atmosphere. It involves understanding the needs and feelings of others, being able to put yourself in their shoes, and showing genuine care for them. To develop warmth, it's important to practice active listening, really paying attention to what someone is saying without judgment or interruption. Mirroring can also be helpful, reflecting back what you hear so that the other person knows they are being heard and understood. Finally, try to understand the other person's perspective by asking questions about why they feel a certain way or think a certain thing. By taking these steps, you can create an environment where people feel accepted and comfortable around you. This will help build trust between you and those around you, as well as foster meaningful connections with others. Main idea number 5. Body language is an incredibly powerful tool for communicating charisma. It can be used to convey presence, power, and warmth in a way that words alone cannot. A strong first impression is often made through body language before any words are spoken. By understanding the nuances of body language, you can learn how to project confidence and create a lasting impact. The key elements of effective body language include posture, facial expressions, eye contact, hand gestures, and movement. Posture conveys strength and confidence. Standing tall with your shoulders back will make you appear more authoritative than slouching or hunching over. Facial expressions should be open and inviting. Smiling warmly will help put people at ease, while frowning may give off an intimidating vibe. Eye contact is also important when it comes to projecting charisma. Looking someone directly in the eyes shows respect and interest in what they have to say. Hand gestures can add emphasis to your message, while movement such as pacing or walking around the room helps keep people engaged during conversations. By mastering these elements of body language, you can become more charismatic without saying a word. Understanding how others perceive us through our nonverbal cues gives us the opportunity to shape our own image and create positive impressions on those we meet. Main idea number 6. Vocal techniques are an important part of conveying presence, power, and warmth. When speaking with a clear, strong voice, you can project confidence and authority. Pauses and emphasis can be used to draw attention to key points or ideas in your speech. Speaking with enthusiasm will help engage your audience and make them more likely to remember what you have said. Using vocal techniques effectively requires practice. You may want to record yourself speaking so that you can listen back for areas where you could improve. Paying attention to the volume of your voice as well as its tone is also important. Too soft or too loud voices can both detract from the impact of what is being said. Finally, it's essential to understand how different vocal techniques affect people differently depending on their cultural background or personal preferences. For example, some cultures prefer a softer tone while others respond better when spoken to in a louder voice. Main idea number 7. Storytelling is a powerful tool for conveying charisma. It can be used to create an emotional connection with others, to inspire and motivate them, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. Stories are memorable because they evoke strong emotions in the listener. When we hear stories that resonate with us, it helps us remember the message behind them. When telling stories, it's important to focus on creating vivid images in your audience's mind. Use descriptive language and sensory details so that your listeners can really imagine what you're talking about. This will help draw people into the story and keep their attention throughout. It's also important to use storytelling as a way of connecting with your audience on a personal level. Share anecdotes from your own life or experiences that relate directly back to the point you want to make. This will help build trust between you and your listeners. Finally, don't forget that storytelling isn't just about entertainment, it's also about education. Make sure each story has a clear takeaway or moral at its core so that everyone who hears it walks away having learned something new. Main idea number 8. Humor is a powerful tool for conveying charisma. It can be used to create an immediate connection with others, to lighten the mood in difficult situations, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. Humor also helps people feel more comfortable around you and makes them more likely to trust your judgment. When used correctly, humor can help build strong relationships that last. Humor should always be appropriate for the situation at hand, it should never be offensive or hurtful. It's important to remember that different people have different senses of humor, so what may seem funny to one person might not be funny to another. Additionally, it's important not to overuse humor as this could come across as insincere or even desperate. When using humor effectively, timing is key. Jokes should only be made when they are relevant and will add something positive to the conversation. Also consider how your audience will react. If you think they won't find your joke funny, then don't tell it. Finally, use self-deprecating humor sparingly as too much of this type of joke can make you appear insecure. Understanding the power of humor is essential for mastering the art and science of personal magnetism. With practice and patience, anyone can learn how best to utilize this tool in order to become a charismatic leader who inspires those around them. Main idea number 9. Eye contact is an incredibly powerful tool for conveying charisma. It can be used to create a strong connection with others, to show interest and engagement, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. When making eye contact with someone, it's important to maintain a relaxed yet focused gaze that conveys warmth and openness. This will help the other person feel comfortable in your presence and more likely to open up about their thoughts or feelings. In addition, eye contact can also be used as a way of expressing empathy or understanding. By looking into another person's eyes while they are speaking, you are showing them that you truly care about what they have to say and that you are listening intently. This type of eye contact helps build trust between two people, which is essential for any successful relationship. Finally, when delivering presentations or speeches, using effective eye contact can help keep your audience engaged by drawing them in emotionally. Making direct eye contact with individuals throughout your presentation will demonstrate confidence in yourself as well as respect for those who are listening. Understanding the power of eye contact is key if one wants to master the art of personal magnetism. With practice and dedication, anyone can learn how to use this simple yet powerful tool effectively. Main idea number 10. Nonverbal communication is a powerful tool for conveying charisma. It can be used to create a strong connection with others, to show interest and engagement, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. Nonverbal cues such as body language, facial expressions, eye contact, gestures, posture, and tone of voice all play an important role in how we communicate with each other. By understanding the power of nonverbal communication, we can use it effectively to build relationships and influence people. When communicating with someone else, it's important to pay attention not only to what they are saying but also how they are saying it. Are their words accompanied by positive or negative body language? Do they maintain good eye contact? Is their tone of voice friendly or hostile? All these factors will give you clues about how the person is feeling, which can help you adjust your own behavior accordingly. By being aware of our own nonverbal signals, we can ensure that our message comes across clearly and accurately. We should strive for open body language, arms uncrossed, head up, while maintaining appropriate levels of eye contact throughout the conversation. Our facial expressions should reflect genuine interest in what the other person has said rather than boredom or disinterest. The ability to read another person's nonverbal cues is essential for successful interactions both professionally and personally. Understanding the power of nonverbal communication allows us to better connect with those around us on a deeper level. Main idea number 11. Facial expressions are a powerful tool for conveying charisma. They can be used to create an immediate connection with others, to show interest and engagement in conversations, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. A smile or a nod of the head can go a long way towards making someone feel welcome and appreciated. Even subtle changes in facial expression, such as raising an eyebrow or widening one's eyes, can communicate enthusiasm or surprise. The power of facial expressions lies in their ability to convey emotion without words. People often use them unconsciously when they are feeling something strongly, but they can also be consciously employed as part of body language techniques that help build rapport with others. By paying attention to the facial expressions of those around us, we can better understand how they are feeling and respond accordingly. In the Charisma Myth, How Anyone Can Master the Art and Science of Personal Magnetism by Olivia Fox Caban, she explains that mastering the art of using facial expressions is essential for developing personal magnetism. She suggests practicing different types of smiles, from warm grins to knowing smirks, so you'll have them ready when needed during social interactions. Main idea number 12. Gestures are a powerful tool for conveying charisma. They can be used to create a strong connection with others, to show interest and engagement, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. When we use gestures in the right way, they can help us build trust and rapport with those around us. For example, when we smile or nod our head while listening intently to someone else's story, it shows that we care about what they have to say. We can also use gestures as an effective communication tool by using them in combination with words. By adding hand movements or facial expressions while speaking, we can emphasize certain points or add emphasis on particular words. This helps people better understand our message and makes it more memorable. Finally, gestures are also useful for expressing emotions such as joy or excitement without having to say anything at all. A simple hug or pat on the back is often enough to convey how much you appreciate someone's efforts or accomplishments. Understanding the power of gestures is essential if you want to become more charismatic. With practice and awareness of your body language, you will be able to master this important skill quickly and easily. Main idea number 13. Posture is a powerful tool for conveying charisma. It can be used to create a strong connection with others, to show interest and engagement, and to make complex ideas easier to understand. Good posture helps us project confidence and authority, while slouching or hunching over can give off the impression of insecurity or lack of self-assurance. When we stand tall with our shoulders back and our head held high, it sends a message that we are open and approachable. We appear more confident in ourselves, which makes us more attractive to those around us. Additionally, good posture allows us to take up space in an assertive way without coming across as aggressive or intimidating. Good posture also helps improve communication by allowing us to speak clearly and confidently while making eye contact with the person we're speaking with. This creates an atmosphere of trust between both parties, which leads to better understanding of each other's points of view. Finally, good posture can help reduce stress levels by improving breathing patterns, which increases oxygen flow throughout the body, leading to improved mental clarity and focus. Main idea number 14. Personal style is a powerful way to express yourself and make an impression on others. It can be used to create a strong connection with those around you, show interest and engagement in conversations, and make complex ideas easier to understand. When you have a personal style that resonates with people, it can help build trust and foster relationships. Your personal style should reflect your values, interests, personality traits, and goals. It should also be tailored to the situation at hand, for example, if you're attending a formal event or meeting someone new for the first time. Your clothing choices are important, but so too are your body language, facial expressions, tone of voice, and choice of words. By understanding the power of personal style, you can use it as an effective tool for conveying charisma. You will be able to project confidence while still being approachable, appear knowledgeable without coming across as arrogant, engage in meaningful conversations without seeming intimidating, and ultimately leave lasting impressions on those around you. Main idea number 15. In business, charisma can be used to inspire and motivate employees, build relationships with customers and clients, and create a positive work environment. It is important to understand how to use your own personal charm in order to make an impact on those around you. Charisma can also help you stand out from the competition by making yourself more memorable. In relationships, charisma can be used as a tool for connecting with others. By being able to read people's emotions and respond accordingly, it is possible to create strong bonds of trust between two people. Additionally, having a charismatic presence allows one person to draw out the best qualities in another. Finally, when it comes to public speaking or presentations, charisma plays an important role in engaging audiences. Being able to captivate listeners through your words and body language will ensure that they remember what was said long after the presentation has ended. Main idea number 16. In some cultures, charisma is seen as a sign of leadership and power. People with strong charisma are often viewed as natural leaders who can inspire others to follow them. In these cultures, charismatic people may be given more respect than those without it. They may also be seen as having the ability to influence or persuade others. In other cultures, however, charisma is not necessarily associated with power or leadership. Instead, it might be used in social situations to make friends and build relationships. Charismatic people in these cultures may use their charm and wit to win over new acquaintances quickly and easily. It's important for anyone looking to understand the power of charisma in different cultures to consider how each culture views this trait differently. By understanding the nuances between different cultural perspectives on charisma, you can better understand how best to use your own personal magnetism when interacting with people from various backgrounds. Main idea number 17. In social situations, charisma can be used to make a good impression and create positive relationships. It involves being able to read people's emotions and respond in an appropriate way. Charisma also involves having the ability to project confidence, enthusiasm, and warmth. People who are charismatic often have a natural charm that draws others in. In professional settings, charisma can be used as a tool for leadership. Charismatic leaders are able to inspire their teams with their vision and motivate them toward success. They possess strong communication skills which allow them to effectively convey ideas and influence others. Charisma is also important when it comes to public speaking or presenting ideas in front of large groups of people. A charismatic speaker will be able to capture the attention of the audience by using humor, storytelling techniques, or other engaging methods. Finally, charisma can help you build relationships with potential customers or clients if you work in sales or marketing. Being charismatic means being able to connect with people on an emotional level so that they feel comfortable doing business with you. Main idea number 18. In romantic relationships, charisma can be used to create a strong connection between two people. It is important to understand how to use your own personal charm and magnetism in order to make the other person feel special and appreciated. Charisma can also be used as a tool for negotiation or compromise when disagreements arise. By using your natural charisma, you can help bridge any gaps that may exist between you and your partner. In professional relationships, charisma can be an invaluable asset. It helps build trust with colleagues and clients alike, allowing for more effective communication and collaboration. Charismatic leaders are often able to inspire their teams by creating an atmosphere of enthusiasm and motivation, which leads to better results overall. Charisma is also useful in social situations such as networking events or parties, where it's important to make a good impression on others quickly. Being charismatic allows you to stand out from the crowd while still being approachable, so that people will want to get to know you better. Main idea number 19. In the workplace, charisma can be used to inspire and motivate employees. It can also help build relationships with colleagues and customers, as well as create a positive atmosphere in which everyone feels comfortable expressing their ideas. Charisma is especially important for leaders who need to influence others in order to achieve success. In social settings, charisma can be used to make people feel at ease and draw them into conversations. It can also help you stand out from the crowd by making you more memorable and attractive. People are naturally drawn towards those with strong personal magnetism. Charisma is also useful in public speaking or presentations. By using your natural charm and enthusiasm, you will be able to capture an audience's attention quickly and keep it throughout your presentation. Finally, charisma is essential when networking or meeting new people. A charismatic person has the ability to make a great first impression that will last long after they have left the room. Main idea number 20. In television, charisma can be used to create a powerful presence that draws viewers in and keeps them engaged. It is important to understand how the camera works and how body language, facial expressions, and vocal inflections can be used to convey emotion and draw attention. In film, charisma can help actors bring characters to life by conveying their inner thoughts and feelings through subtle gestures or expressions. Understanding the power of charisma in this medium requires an understanding of the nuances of acting, as well as an appreciation for the importance of timing. On stage, charisma is essential for connecting with an audience. Knowing how to use your voice effectively, move around confidently on stage, make eye contact with members of the audience, and project energy are all key components of having a charismatic presence on stage. Finally, online media such as blogs or social media platforms require a different approach when it comes to using charisma. Here it's important to understand how words can be used effectively in order to engage readers or followers while also conveying emotion. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.